The Brookings Institution says Lawrence Tech provides one of the best college experiences in the nation. Find out why and meet with counselors to apply for on-site or online classes that start in January. Visit ltu.edu. Welcome to M Squared TechCast, a live internet radio show offering the latest news and interviews with the people driving business, technology, and politics in Michigan. Now, your hosts, Matt Rausch and Mike Brennan.
Hey, it's Matt Rausch.
And Mike Brennan.
And you're listening to the M Squared TechCast, part of the PodcastDetroit.com network. We have now some folks here from Great Lakes Health Connect. And if you've never heard of Great Lakes Health Connect, well, you're going to learn about them today. Mike?
I'm not sure who this was one we played on the fly, so I'm not totally sure who's on the line. So why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Carrie Strum, implementation specialist for Great Lakes Health Connect in the West Michigan area. And I'm actually the only one on the call from Great Lakes Health Connect. We have another guest as well. I'll let her introduce herself.
I'm Jennifer Van Wengarden, and I work at Interact of Michigan. We're a mental health organization, and we have used Great Lakes Health Connect to do care coordination between our office and primary health care providers.
Okay. We published a story talking about a study. I think that was your study, right, Jennifer, that you did?
Nope. Lara is the person that did her dissertation, and I am the implementer of her study.
Oh, okay, great. Well, let's talk a little bit about that study. I know, but we probably should back up and explain what Great Lakes Health Connect is first, because a lot of people may not be aware of it. I mean, I'm not as up to speed on it as I probably should be, so one of you take that and explain what you guys do.
Sure, I'll take that one. Great Lakes Health Connect is a health information exchange, and we are statewide. We actually have been in existence for 6 years, and we provide all sorts of technological solutions for healthcare providers, but beyond that, we've also helped them put some different workflows in place that are not just tech that's been put in place, but some solutions to help them come up with ways to work better with each other. And we've got several different options for that we can help both hospitals and ambulatory care providers and other types of organizations to use to connect better with each other to care for patients.
Okay. And so this study that was a PhD dissertation for one of the folks that's not with us today, but I think that Jennifer can talk about integrated care, applying an interdisciplinary team approach to healthcare delivery. Go into a little bit more detail. I mean, a lot of people don't even understand what I said. So put that in layman's terms so they can better understand it.
Sure. For a number of years, people have, it's been a priority to do care coordination between behavioral health and medical health facilities. And that's been done in a variety of different ways. Lara's project was to use a reverse share care model and to do that using the Great Lakes Health Connect as our tool, electronic tool, to be able to implement that model. So essentially, in the past, behavioral health care homes or teams like mine, our clients would come in, they would see our doctor, and we would send our records to the primary health care provider, and we would then say, hey, can you send us your records too? And then within 30 days or so, they would send their records over, and we would have them for our next med review. It was a pretty cumbersome way of doing it. We'd have to wait for faxes and a lot of back and forth and uploading and just a lot of time between. Well, Lara's model suggested that we ask for the records ahead of time. I said, are you kidding me? Like, our clients cancel all the time. We have 30% no-show rate, and you want us to spend time up front asking for records? Well, she pitched using the Great Lakes Health Connect tool, which we can just log on to and send. Basically, we send the tool, it's called a referral, but we actually just send a little message over to the primary care provider and we say, hey, here's a release of information. Can you send us your records? And they upload it onto the site and they do this within a couple of days and we can review those records and upload them directly into our site and have those records right for our provider before the client comes in for the med review. So we are now able, using the Great Lakes Health Connect tool, we have this really quick and efficient electronic way of having records for our doctors about a client before they come in. For example, here in Kent County, the largest federally qualified health facility is Cherry Health Services, and that's who we piloted this with. And our very first client we did this with, we found out that the medical provider was also prescribing the client Haldol, which was a medication we were also prescribing the client. So the client was getting like a double dose of Haldol. So that kind of speaks to how urgent and important it is for us to have this information in our hands before we see our client.
Yeah, absolutely. So what else did you learn from this PhD thesis?
Besides for it being a more effective way of communicating and to have the information up in front, it gives us better tools to manage our clients. I think that's about it.
Okay.
We are still in the pilot stages, so it's really quite difficult to engage primary health care providers to switch their processes and be willing to change everything they're doing and do this with us. So far, we only have two sites in the community that have been willing to engage us on this. So far, both places are really happy with the results. But that's one of the things that we've learned is there's just a barrier in terms of getting people involved.
Okay.
So if I may add to that, one thing that we learned through the process of having this more creative approach to using this tool of ours is that we've got lots of opportunity to get creative with something that has been, it's called a referral application, as Jen said, but it's really a communication mechanism. And the ways in which it's used right now are largely traditional referral from primary care to specialty care or a specialty care provider to another specialty care provider. And this is a new way of looking at using that tool to communicate about a different need other than I'm referring a new patient to you. We already share this patient in this case, but let's use this secure means of messaging one another to work together to share this care. And we have almost 1,400 locations in the state of Michigan using this referral platform, but as Jen said, only two using it in this unique way. So there's a lot of opportunity for folks who already know Great Lakes Health Connect, already know this piece of technology, to put it to use in a different way. So we're kind of excited about the opportunity that presents for us.
Is it more of an educational process now? At 1,400, you got two. That's kind of a low batting average there. So, I mean, is it that they are resistant? They don't know about it? They what?
Well, they're already using it. The others are already using it. But as I said, they're only using it for a particular type of workflow, which is I've got a patient that needs a different provider to help with their care. So I'm going to send you this new patient to your practice, and I'm going to refer them through this application. That is already in play with all these other sites. But getting creative and saying, well, we already share care of this patient with another entity we haven't thought of before, a behavioral health provider that we don't normally think of in this way. Could we use this technology as a way to communicate with each other, send information back and forth, and skip doing all the faxing we've done in the past with those partners in the patient's care?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just it's a way of using the tool that they haven't yet thought of. So they are using it, but they're using it differently. And they're also not thinking of the behavioral health world in this way. And so that's a new territory for us as well, getting more of those behavioral health providers aware of who we are and working in this space with all the physician practices.
All right, Carrie, why don't you tell us a little bit about Great Lakes Health Connect? What is a health information exchange? How did this one come to be, and what role you play in the healthcare system?
How we came to be was based out of local health systems in the West Michigan area needing a way to securely share information. So that was back in 2010 or 11 that those conversations started happening with a few main hospital partners in the Grand Rapids area and a few over on the other side of the state as well, recognizing the need to share information and not wanting to have to build interfaces with every other hospital. They wanted a neutral party in the middle to be able to have that functionality for all of them to benefit from. So they became member organizations of, at that time, what was Michigan Health Connect. And at the beginning, it was interfaces of lab radiology, transcribed reports from hospital systems into Michigan Health Connect, and then sent out through thus through interfaces to practices or into an inbox where we could give those results to local providers that wanted to receive those electronically. Then we also added to that this referral application that was an electronic means of referring patients. That really started in the West Michigan area and the Grand Rapids area specifically, and has grown over the last 5-6 years to include, as I said, almost 1,400 locations using that. We also do have a community health record that's a repository of information on over 8.5 million patients worth of data in there. And that's contributed to by 99 sources, I believe, across the state of Michigan. In 2014, we did change names to Great Lakes Health Connect because we had a merger with Great Lakes Health Information Network. Great Lakes, H-I-E, GLE was what they were known as, and they were based in Lansing. And so there was a merger, and the company became Great Lakes Health Connect at that point.
Now, I'm sorry, you were going to leave it there, Matt. Go ahead.
Well, we've got about a minute left, by the way. And so this basically is an expansion of the health information of this referral exchange from stuff like, you know, regular specialty doctors into behavioral health, like psychologists, psychiatrists, social workers, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Correct.
So that's what's going on here. You haven't really been involved in that part of medicine to this extent up to this point.
Yeah, not too much. It's expanding more all the time. We've got a lot of community health departments, county health departments, that have begun talking to us as well now, especially with the mental health code change earlier this year. More information can now be shared. So we're talking to more and more behavioral health providers about how we can work with them.
All right. Well, we're going to have to leave it there. It's what's the website, Carrie, for GLHC?
We are gl-hc.org.
Okay. Thanks very much, Carrie Strom, implementation consultant from Great Lakes Health Exchange. Jennifer Van Weingarten, she's a social worker, operations manager at Interactive Michigan. And as they said, there's more information about this interesting piece of technology at gl-hc.com. For right now, this is Matt Rausch.
And Mike Brennan.
And you're listening to the M Squared TechCast.
The Brookings Institution says Lawrence Tech provides one of the best college experiences in the nation. Find out why and meet with counselors to apply for on-site or online classes that start in January. Visit ltu.edu. Thanks for listening to M Squared TechCast, a live internet radio show offering the latest news and interviews with the people driving business, technology, and politics in Michigan. Join your hosts, Matt Rausch and Mike Brennan, next Monday at 3 p.m. If you can't listen live, audio podcasts of the show can be found at podcastdetroit.com.